Checking the levels. Hello, Cher. Come on, bring the baby in. Wheel that baby in.
Ain't got no baby in here.
Are you feeling all right? You ready to do the show?
No.
Okay. She's not ready for the show. She is not ready.
The show is not ready for me.
Nobody's ready for you. Are you ready for this? Okay, we have a fun day today. Here we go.
Oh, good.
Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. That's our music. That's our theme. So that means it's a show. I think that's a proper formula to do a show.
Does that mean we're finished?
Yeah. I know you want to be done. It is Sunday afternoon.
I'm busy cooking, man.
What are you cooking?
I just made onion dip.
You made onion dip?
Caramelized onion dip.
Yeah, we are watching football right now. Oh, I am. It's halftime.
It is?
Yeah, it's halftime.
So that's why you're doing the show.
It's halftime. Yeah, it is halftime. We got a very busy day today, by the way. We have a thing called 10 questions.
Oh, we do?
I made it up. I was looking at a lot of questions that people have sent in. I noticed there were 10 of them. So I said, let's call this 10 questions.
So creative.
I have that flair, don't I?
Yeah.
We also have a very funny tweet that I want to read to you.
Oh.
Coming up here real soon. And old school sayings that our parents used to say that could no longer get away with that stuff anymore.
Oh, I love
today's
this one.
Day and age. We will We will discuss what our parents used to do. But first, it's time to catch up. That's the catch-up music. You're taking yourself. Oh, you're getting yourself
I'm getting
comfortable.
Moving good. In.
It is very, very time to do this right now. Sorry, as I was stumbling looking for what I had written down to catch up notes.
Oh.
My catch-up notes. Right here.
Do they have ketchup on them?
They do not, but I will tell you this. First of all, thank you so much, everybody, for the feedback of last week's show.
Oh, yeah? Was it good? People
really,
liked it?
Yeah, people seem to really like it, and I think we should probably have some more guests on the show that talk about couple things and all that, but at least in a fun way.
He was good. I thought he was good.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, depending on how you think about psychics and all that.
At least he knew... how to, well, he has a radio show, so he understands, he knows what to do with dead air.
Yes, he does. He was a very good interview. He was a real easy interview, but people seem to really like it, and we may get that guy on the Lex and Terry show soon, too.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
I think it'd be pretty fun. Huh. Like we said, it is football season. Sherry's making some pork burgers tonight.
Yeah.
I love your pork
burgers.
They're
so good.
Everybody says, what is a pork burger? Here, it was invented because Sherry can't eat beef.
Right.
She can. She would just poop herself to death.
Well, yeah, or the opposite.
Oh, really?
It would just back up until it came out of my eyeballs or something.
Is that what happens?
One or the other. Oh, yeah, okay, it's not good.
So you have tried the, what's it called? The Incredible Burger at the Whopper.
Yeah, Whopper.
The Incredible Whopper.
Incredible Whopper.
And it was very Whoppery.
It was. Yeah. I could eat that again.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I was blown away by that.
I know
thing.
It, right?
So you can, now you're not missing out on
now
stuff
I'm
like
not.
This.
But anyway, no FOMO for me.
So Sherry gets pork, and it's ground pork, just like ground beef or ground chicken or turkey, whatever.
Right.
You get ground pork, and I'm telling you, it makes a phenomenal burger.
It does. I mix it with some bacon jam.
Yeah.
What is bacon jam, you may ask?
I was going to ask you that, but I heard everybody else asking, so I backed away.
Well, I buy it. You can make your own, but it's a long process. So it's bacon, and it spreads. It's a bacon spread, kind of.
Yeah.
It's got bacon and some maybe spices in it. I don't know. And then you kind of puree it a little, not completely pasty, but you mix that in with the...
So it's like pork with bacon?
It's a double pork burger.
Oh.
I...
Okay. Well, that's damn good. I'm looking forward to eating that
Thank
tonight.
Thank you.
Another thing we need to touch on before we get into the heart of the show here... Last week, we thanked Rodney Evans, who was a Patreon guy. I have not officially posted the Patreon thing, so whoever's going to this is just searching it and finding it, I guess.
You're going to deactivate it or something.
I have to do something because I don't know how you and I are going to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange, the Patreon thing. We have a couple people. Jeff is another guy who is, you know... $5 a month. I don't mind the $5 a month thing.
Yeah, it's like a coffee.
But I think Rodney, I just looked at it today. This Rodney guy went back in and decided he was going to do the $50 level where you get a t-shirt every week. And you and I are like, no, don't do this. Don't. We're not worth $50.
No, we're not.
Don't spend $50. In fact, I'm going to take that off. I'm going to do something to try to make it up for him. I'll send him some stuff or whatever.
Your dirty underwear.
Yeah, but your dirty underwear. I said I want to make it up to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you don't mind, get soiled.
Mm-hmm. I'm soiling right now.
Thank you. Why was that actually kind of dirty to me? For some reason, that kind of turned me on a little bit. What is that all about?
That's kind of gross.
That is a lot gross, actually. Anyway, so thank you to you guys. Patreon, I believe I'll release the Patreon, but I have three things on there. One is level one, where it's, a joke, where if you donate, because
we'll,
it does
tell
help.
A joke
it
in
does,
your name?
No, no, no. It does okay. help to pay for this. This stuff costs money to do this. And we've talked about on many episodes, this is episode 32, that you're a bottom line girl.
Yes, I am. I like some bottoms.
And if we don't, why throw money after something that it really isn't going to be anything besides an ego boost for us, where we just joke around and people tell us how fun we are.
Right.
Well, that's not what this is.
No, I want to be told I'm a piece of crap.
Well, I do that every day.
That's true.
That's good. All right. So, do I?
No.
Okay, good. Scared the hell out of me. No, but so the Patreon thing, I believe there were three levels. There was because they say you have to do, I would like to do added content for people if they donated a little
That's
more.
That's a lot of work.
But I'm trying to, it is a lot of work, and I don't know how to do the work yet.
Right, yeah.
If I knew how to do the work, I have ideas for it. Mm-hmm. Got plenty of ideas for it. I just don't know how to do the work.
Yeah.
Like, we are thinking about doing this show on YouTube from time to time,
yeah,
where we stream it live, we do the show live, you can watch us, you can call in. That's part of the things we're trying to raise money for. One of the things we're trying to raise money for is one of those machines where people could call in and all that. It's one of the...
How much is that?
And you could take it on the road. I already showed it to you.
Yeah, it's like the Roadster. It's a Roadster? Yeah,
it's a Roadcaster.
Roadcaster.
Very good memory, though.
Thank you.
It's called the Roadcaster. I think it's like $700.
Okay, so we got $5.
But you could do the show on the road, and we could take it with us, and we could do things, and it's great microphones. People could call in. I believe I need to do a little more study on that, too.
And then if it's a YouTube thing, then there's got to be a camera, too.
Yeah, well, we could use ourselves. Cell phone, I guess. I don't plan to have a five camera makeup shoot. Anything
I'm
like
out
that.
Then.
Well, okay.
I want my makeup done. Oh, my hair.
You know, I can understand that. I think you would want that. It would be a fun thing to do, and I appreciate the thought that you are actually thinking about considering going on camera to do this. That is so unlike you. You've never wanted to be in the limelight at all.
What if we did this? What if we wore those Mexican fighting masks?
Mexican fighting masks. Oh, you mean the wrestling mask that I have?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
Those are. What is that?
You know what?
What are
maybe,
they called?
Maybe the first show we will. Maybe
for the then we don't have to worry about it'd be hair
very,
and makeup.
It'd be very hot in there, but I think it'd be funny.
Let's do it in the winter when it's
we'll
cold.
We'll do it. Well, we're going to do a live show. We're going to record it probably on maybe a Friday night, when we're hanging out, maybe have a couple cocktails going, and we'll sit down in front of the camera, and we will do this show, and we'll have a number where you could call live on the show, and we'll just have some fun with it.
All right.
So, all right.
Can you drink through those things?
They got mouth holes.
Oh, all right.
I think so.
We can have cocktails then.
I think they got mouth holes.
All right.
All right. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show here. I told you that we had I thought it was a pretty funny tweet from somebody. And here it is. It is from Kyle Reynolds. It says, so last night, while at work, I was listening to Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Look at him.
Nice.
Man, we got some smart listeners.
I like him.
It says, it was the episode where he interviews Weird Al. Okay, well, that takes away from things.
Yeah, it's
what's Weird Al doing with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I didn't even know Weird Al was still a thing.
He's still a thing. He's still doing his thing. Anyway, it was an episode where he was interviewing Weird Al. It says he was explaining how 5 billion years from now, the sun will expand so much that it's going to destroy Earth.
Red dwarf? Comes red dwarf?
I don't know. You're ruining the punchline of the thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, here's he was explaining how 5 billion years from now, the sun will expand and eventually destroy Earth. Then he pauses for a moment and says, have a nice day. He wrote, coincidence? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe we have a case for something here.
Yeah, some intellectual property.
Yeah, so it's taken over the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So I thought that was very fun. Thanks for passing that along. We appreciate that. Now, we were talking about this as you and I were walking around downtown, about things that your parents used to say that you'd be in trouble for.
Yeah.
Saying now.
Yeah.
Saying stuff. Do any of them come to mind? My mother always used to say when I was doing something stupid, you are cruising for a bruising. Did you ever get that?
No. Isn't that on a Pink Floyd song?
I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
I don't listen to Pink Floyd.
Okay.
I don't think my mom was a big Pink Floyd listener.
I don't think so either.
But you are cruising for a bruising. Mm-hmm. If you saw a parent saying that in today's day and age.
Yeah, as long as you didn't take it literally.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Or the other one. You know, you're crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, you little cry baby. I'm sure there were. I can't think of any right now.
Here, I found a list of some that people were getting, and we'll see if there's 21 of them. Let's see if you and I ever got any of these. If you don't quit on this one, I can honestly say my parents are better than most parents after seeing this one.
Wow. Makes you feel better
about
them. Because
I never got this one. All you right. might have.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you don't quit touching your brother, I'll cut your fingers off and let the doctor sew them back on.
Nice.
You never got anything like that.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. There were the things, remember the advice that parents would get? Like put some beer in their bottle or put some whiskey in their bottle.
Rum.
For teething and whatnot.
Yes, yeah.
How you go to jail for
yeah,
that
Yeah, no
now.
Kidding. Yeah,
you know?
It's true.
Let's see here. Don't call unless someone is dead or the house is on fire.
Yeah, I do remember that little.
Yeah. What were the scenarios for that?
Well, that would be when my parents went out and they left us with a babysitter.
Yeah.
Right? And then I would get tormented as soon as they closed the door. Because I was the only girl. Four brothers and a girl.
Well, did you really get tormented?
Oh, God, yeah. They used to, yeah. Miss Pris.
Oh, that's tormenting. Did you get your little feelers hurt?
No, I didn't have any feelings. I still don't have any feelings.
I know. I was going to say. At some point, I want to know where you lost your feelings.
Never acquired them.
I'm going to go. So you never had feelings.
Never. I missed out on that gene.
Okay. All right. It says everybody's got a hill. No one ever said this.
Okay.
Eating about a hill of dirt. Anyway.
No.
Did you ever have to like fight over positioning in the car? Who would sit over on the hump?
Yeah.
Now you're strapped in with your own bubble wrap around you.
Yeah, I know.
And everything else. We used to be thrown in the back of a truck.
There's no more transmission tunnels on cars anymore.
No, what's that all about?
Not transmission tunnel, actually. That would have been for the drivetrain. That would have been for the drive shaft. But you get the idea.
I know what you're talking about.
No, we had a station wagon, really cool maroon. God, must have been a Plymouth, I think.
Yeah.
And it had that seat in the back. Do you remember the ones in the seat in the back that would fold up and you'd be
looking at other cars and you'd duck down and you'd wave at them.
But
and
it wasn't fun.
You'd try to get truckers to honk their horn.
That's me, because we were the youngest. Me and my youngest brother were always relegated to back there. And it wasn't fun to sit back there because it was a pain in the ass getting back there.
Yeah.
And it was vinyl. You know, it's vinyl. This
that's
maroon
so you can
vinyl.
Wash off the puke.
Yeah, and whatever else.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was those. We didn't have a lot of that, but I remember, I think maybe a neighbor had one of those. We might have had one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe my aunt. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you remember parents when they would say, go ahead and let them get hurt. That'll teach them a lesson. Do you remember any of that?
Yeah, and
no
you know what?
No longer.
That's not, that. I don't think that's such bad advice.
Yeah.
You know, it not only teaches them a lesson, but, it, you know,
I mean,
hey,
if you're
it's
ready
the laws
to
of physics. If you don't understand, I remember my brother one time, we were watching cartoons. We had been watching cartoons. He must have been in like fourth grade or something. And he took a brick and dropped it from, you know, about head height on his foot just to see if it would hurt.
Who is this?
Trace.
This is great to know.
Yeah.
For the next visit.
This just in, it hurt like hell.
I bet it did.
Yeah. But you know what?
Did you guys laugh at him?
Yes. Oh, of course.
And with something like that, though, as a parent, don't you think you'd have to be sizing it up going, okay, how much is this going to cost me to teach a lesson?
Yeah.
Do I really want to go spend the rest of my weekend at the emergency room?
Right.
Or do I just stop it before I see it happening?
And then, you know what? You stop it and then they try again.
Yeah, that's true. All right. How about go to bed without dinner?
Yeah. Oh,
I wonder if kids get that now, or do they get?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Kids actually get a choice of dinner now.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, I remember having to sit there. It was social hour for me, so I wouldn't start eating until everybody was away from the table, and then of course you can't leave the table till you've eaten all your food.
Uh huh.
And so mine would be cold, and I'd be sitting there trying to eat this gross cold food. Where was I going with that? I don't know.
About not eating dinner.
Yeah, dinner. Yeah, and having a choice on what to get to eat.
Yeah, we never got choices.
No,
choice. What's that? I still don't.
Here's your choice: eat or not eat.
It's there. You go, and sending your kid home to bed without dinner.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to school the next morning. Right. What'd you eat? I didn't have dinner. I didn't get any dinner. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're getting a knock on your door from the police department.
Yeah, I know.
This seems like a typical thing that a dad would say here. I love this one. Why would I pay for my kid to play soccer when he could run around for free? That was never said to by me. However,
yeah.
I do know that it's something my father would have said.
It wouldn't have been soccer, but yeah.
Yeah, it would have been soccer. And gosh, I mean, even the paying for stuff. You and I had talked about this before. I specifically remember I didn't get to participate in, I forget what sport it was. It was when I was first trying to play team sports with all the kids in the neighborhood, whether it was basketball, football, baseball.
Yeah.
And I think it was football. And my parents couldn't pay the $30 for the physical.
Right.
And I remember I couldn't get the physical. I couldn't understand why I couldn't have a physical.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go to the doctor.
Right.
But I wanted to play.
Right.
But I just couldn't understand why I didn't get to play. And, you know, you can't go to school the next day and say,
we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
It's totally embarrassing. Yeah. I had that happen. I was trying to get in on the track team. I think it was I was a freshman in high school, and I was supposed to get a physical, and we didn't have the money. So I'm not going to go to the coach and go, Coach, we don't have the money. You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's totally
no.
embarrassing. It's
no,
totally
you don't
embarrassing.
Do that. No, you just suck it up and you don't play a year.
Right. So I never went out for the track team.
It's too bad because you got some scat in you.
Yeah.
You're pretty fast. You're pretty nimble afoot. You do. You are. Okay. You've got some good athletic ability.
I got some good hand-eye coordination.
You're the only one that has perfected the no-look catch instead of the no-look pass.
Right. I know.
I have to point that out to people.
I should trademark that.
I'm going to video that for people one day, and we'll put it on our Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook, Gangatoo. Who cares? This one's going to chap you, but ever remember hearing this. But who cares if she fails math? She's just going to be a mom.
No way. You know what? I never heard that. But, you know, I look back at, being the only girl out of five.
Uh-huh.
And I do think that I missed out on some opportunities because I was a girl. I remember we all got our IQ tests when we were in elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah. And they never told us what our IQs were. But I had this sneaking suspicion. Now that we know all my brothers, you're familiar with all my brothers. I have a sneaking suspicion that I was probably on the higher side out of the five of us. But
I don't think so.
Really?
No. You're a very smart person. Extremely smart. But you work hard for it.
Yeah, don't sure.
Look at the look I'm getting.
I want to know which of my brothers you think is smarter than me. That's what I want to know.
The one that has the most common sense, because IQ tests are very common sense. Very common sense.
There's different tests.
But. I don't know. I scored pretty damn high on an IQ test.
What is that? So?
And I'm not Mr. Great in studies either. A lot of it was IQ, common sense. It was like, does this round hole fit in that peg with that thing? It's a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, well.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over and make it all about how incredible I am, but I actually did. So, I would think that you are and they would even say it. who's the most intellectual, but they're all your family and all your brothers. You're all very curious.
Yeah.
And that is a cool thing. I mean, you guys could sit there and talk about how a tire was made all night long.
I think we have average intelligence, above average curiosity level. But out of the five of us, I think I'm probably top two IQ.
Who would else be there?
But
what do you mean don't know? If you're going to say that, who would it be?
Who out of my four brothers who's smarter than me?
Yeah.
None of them.
I don't think so either. You're just trying to be nice.
You were just saying that. You're confusing me now. So, but my point is, going back to my point.
That you're smarter than your brother.
No, that I feel like I got less opportunity just because they're like, oh, well, you know, she seems to be smart, but she's a girl, so... Oh, well.
She'll just marry somebody rich. Or
right.
Something,
you or, know. You know.
I have never heard that.
I think it was an unknown bias. I don't think that they did it on purpose, but they were doing it regardless. You know what I mean?
No, I guess. Yeah. Maybe that was, you know, those were the times then.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you were kind of right on the precipice of, you know, I am a woman, hear me roar. I'm going to kick some ass. Yeah. Take that. And also being judged by your brothers and aunts and uncles and all that crap. You've done great, though.
No, I'm fine.
Do you remember when your parents would tie like a string around your tooth to, and then slam the door pull it? Could you imagine them doing that now?
No.
I wonder if they do.
Does anybody?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's somebody in Alabama that's doing that for sure.
Yeah.
God bless you, Alabama, for keeping things real. let's see here. What do you get? When the parents would say, what do I get to, like, because I mowed the lawn? You get to live another day.
God.
I would get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you remember when you'd be, like, a little tiffed around the house? Maybe it was with a neighbor or maybe one of your siblings, and you'd get a little physical, a little fighting?
Yeah.
What would your parents say?
I was the only girl, there was really no...
This is exactly what my mom would say, and my dad. Go fight outside. It wasn't stop fighting.
Right.
Why are you fighting?
Yeah.
It was take it outside, beat the living shit out of
each
other.
Can I just say, in your case, that was kind of unfair because you were 15 years younger.
I didn't have a lot of altercations with my brothers, sister, but most of it was with like... family members, like
cousins or something,
or it could have been a neighbor, neighbors, because then you hung out, you played at each other's house all the time.
Yeah.
And there was always that. It was like, and it wouldn't just be my parents, the other parents. Go fight outside.
Take it outside. Don't get any blood on my rug.
Yeah. What about telling your kid to walk home by themselves? They don't get that anymore.
I walked to kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
I think most of us did. Can you imagine now someone telling their kindergartner, which, what is that, 5-6 years old?
Yeah.
And it was probably a good, I don't know, I mean, then it seemed like a long distance, but let's just be conservative and say a mile.
Yeah.
It was definitely more than that.
That's a long way to go. And you're on your own.
Yeah.
And you're just you barely know your way home.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that crazy?
Here's another one. We already covered this, though. We have two dinner choices tonight. Take it or leave it.
I appreciate that one.
You like that one?
I do like it.
We already talked about it. I'll give you something to cry about. Mm-hmm. You're cruising for a bruising.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the park. Just be home before it gets dark.
Yeah.
I
wasn't even told that.
Children should be seen and not heard.
Oh, yeah. We did hear that one a lot.
Yeah. Nowadays, you can't say that.
Yeah.
That's a big problem. That's a big no-no.
And I still believe that, too.
Yeah. And then there's the one strike and you're out category. I used to get that. I wouldn't get the three mistakes.
Right.
You make one mistake, you're
back of my hand.
You are a dead man.
Yeah.
All right. So, things aren't too different for us.
Yeah.
You know, I guess nowadays, though, I mean, we see people in our neighborhood, their little fake baby has strollers. it's crazy.
They have their dogs in strollers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I was abused or anything like that,
I don't know. Some of your family members say
You know what I mean. It's anything that really bothers me.
I think you're blocking it.
It could be, but I don't care. The way I look at life is I don't need to know anything else from the past. I think
it
I'm
could
fine.
Be, you don't know, though. I mean, it could be.
It could send me into a turmoil, to a spin, to where all I want to do is drink and do drugs, and I'm pretty happy right now.
I mean, yeah, it could manifest itself into other categories,
nah,
like you said.
Nah.
Yes, it could.
No, not for me.
Totally could.
Not for me. All right, it's time for 10 questions. These are actual questions that people have written us. I just pulled them all up. This has been over the last, gosh, since we started the show.
Yeah.
This comes from Mark in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
We used to live there.
Yeah. From what I can tell, you guys spent a lot of time together. How do you both feel about that? Do you ever wish you had more time to yourself?
Well, that's a very good question. You're going to go first.
Oh, yeah, I'll go first. I was thinking about it yesterday, actually.
Really?
When we were walking out of our front door, heading down to the elevator, and... because I know that anybody who sees us around our neighborhood, they laugh at us a little bit
probably,
because we're
there's
always
those two.
We're always together.
Yeah.
But I started thinking, because I know that you're hanging out with your friends this weekend, this coming weekend,
right?
And you know, I'm glad you do, but I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you.
You know, and I love being around you.
I kind of dig you.
Yeah, and I was thinking that if you were hanging out with any of your girlfriends, as much as you love your girlfriends, as much as you hung out with me, you'd be in a fight with them all the time.
Oh, I would.
You would but you and I very rarely clash.
Yeah. And when we do, it's just little
spat.
Yeah, and then it's over
and
in
it's
like 5 minutes.
Your fault.
Usually not.
Usually, yes. Tina from Fargo. I hope that answered Mark's question.
I didn't get to answer it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and answer. I heard all I wanted to hear. You like hanging out with me.
I do, most of the time.
Is that okay? So what's the deal then?
I do enjoy having time to myself, but it's, you know, it's not like we have kids or pets or something. I mean, I feel, you know, you sleep a couple hours a day. I go to the gym and, you know.
No, I enjoy having time to myself. When when you go away like this coming weekend,
yeah.
I'm going to miss you, but you know what? I'm going to have fun. I'm looking forward to
it. Good, you should. I mean, you know, I'm glad.
I just am. It's just, you know, it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, Tina from Fargo. I'm having issues with my husband. I don't feel like he helps out around the house enough. Do you both divvy up the chores? Is divvy spelled that right? D-I-V-V-Y?
Yes.
She's a smart one, that
She's
Tina.
She's a good one.
Uh-huh. So, do we divvy up the chores?
You know,
it's
not official. We never sat down and said, okay, you're going to do this, I do that.
There are certain things that we do better,
yeah.
I think, that are like you. I used to do my own laundry.
You
and
did.
You used to do yours, and then all of a sudden you just started doing mine.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I don't know. I think because I started hanging all of my clothes instead of putting them in the dryer, and I was afraid you were going to put some of my clothes I didn't want to go
which
into
I
the dryer.
Would do.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I mean, I think that we both are pretty proactive about what needs to be around the house.
Yeah.
It's not like you're waiting for me to take out the trash. You'll take it out or vice versa.
But there are some things like you take out the recycles. I'd let you do that. I don't really ever do that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't clean the sheets on the bed. That's
You scrub the shower. I scrub the toilets.
Right.
This is not a.
It was never official. We just.
No.
It just organically happened.
Tina, if he's just lazing around, you do have a problem.
Yeah.
I think you do. Have a problem, Tina. You know, it's just called being a responsible adult.
Right.
And if you're in a relationship where you're supposed to be there for one another, you don't make somebody do something all the time. Yes, you are the bed making person and the clothes washing person and all that. And you do all the cooking, but I clean up.
Right.
You know, it's, you just have to be an active member.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to me, it has nothing to do with the relationship. You know, like when my family comes and visits, they make their bed, they do it, and everything is just so, you know, it's, that's just the way I think my family is.
Yeah.
They, you know, they contribute as much as they can.
Right. I mean, and, you know, if you were in a relationship or not, I mean, if you're living by yourself, you still have to do those things.
For sure.
Unless you just want to be a pig.
It's all about contributing. And what was that, Tina? That is definitely going to be a problem. I would talk to him.
I would,
or
too.
Or make him listen to this. Dude, listen.
Yeah.
Just do some stuff and don't wait.
Tina's husband.
Yes, Tina's husband. Do not wait to be asked.
Right.
Okay.
You see the trash is full, take it out.
And then don't expect a parade when you do it.
Right.
Don't expect, I did it. You never thanked me.
Oh, look at that. You did the trash.
Just do some stuff around the house to help.
Right.
If you notice the counter's dirty, clean it.
Yeah.
If you notice that there's, you know, certain parts of the carpet are a little dirty, vacuum it.
Yeah.
This isn't a hard thing to
do. It's not rocket brain.
And it literally takes, what, a couple of minutes
right.
to do this stuff.
Right.
Jeez. Okay. Anyway, she's got me mad at her husband right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Margo from Ireland.
Oh, Margo's not from Fargo?
No.
Damn it.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But that would be fun.
Could you do us a favor, Margo, and move?
I don't know where she found the show. I don't know if she like lives somewhere or if she's Irish. I have no idea, but I do see a lot of people from all over the world listening to
this.
That's kind
of cool.
It is really
That's real
neat.
Cool.
So hello, and Margo in Ireland.
Ireland.
Says, I wish my husband would show me a little more non-sexual affection.
Oh.
I don't want to, what is it? I don't want to know about your sex life, but I want to know how affectionate you both are to one another. Sorry if I'm crossing the line.
Well, if you wanted to know about our sex life, you're not going to hear about it anyway. So there
yeah,
you go.
That's a thing that we're... I've never been that guy.
Yeah, I've
even,
never...
Even with my friends out there, you went out with Sherry, you banger. You know, it's just... It's creepy.
It's no one's business.
It's creepy.
And it is creepy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know about their sex life. I'm hoping... And assuming that they're having sex, that's all I need to know.
If you're together, you're assuming that things are going well.
Right.
But to answer Margo, not from Fargo's question, we are very affectionate to one another.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're always, we hold hands a lot.
We hug a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we kiss a lot.
We do.
You know, I smell your head a lot. I love the smell on top of your head. It's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are very affectionate.
We are. I would say so.
Yeah. Charles from Dallas, how important is it for you to share the same values?
I think that's very important.
Yeah, but I don't know if we do necessarily categories.
Basic values we do, you know.
We're not thieves. If we see money on the ground, remember when I found that, was it $5 or $10?
I think it was $5 or $10, maybe.
And it was just laying on the ground and I picked it up and I'm looking around. Who is this anybody?
Actually, I found it. I think I picked it up.
Oh, that's right.
I picked it up. I'm like, oh my God, this, and there was nobody around. It was outside Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Nobody around. We were looking around, frantically looking for, finally we decided.
To give it to this homeless guy.
Yeah, there's a homeless guy down.
Right on the corner.
Around the corner.
But yeah,
I wouldn't have felt right keeping it.
No, no. I would have felt horrible. So those types of values, yes.
Yes.
I think the way things are now politically, I think a lot of people want to share those values.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to change any minds now.
Yeah.
I know that now there used to be, a Democrat and Republican would be married and you'd have those little values.
But now, now those two parties have become so extreme.
Yeah. Now you have to do this or you can't talk to the person or you can't work with them or you can't like
them. We're just all so polarized.
Told not to like somebody because who they voted for.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It is.
So there's those types of values. But I think that I'm a little more, and we've talked about this before, a little more spiritual.
Yeah, I would say. Oh, definitely you are. Yeah.
And I miss not being able to talk to somebody about
that
type
of stuff.
You can
talk to me about it. I'm not like I'm not an asshole about it. I'm not like a total skeptic.
No, but it's just not a subject that you're necessarily passionate about to talk about. I talk about cars all day long with you.
You want to do that?
But yeah.
You don't care about that.
Not really. I just want a new car that works, that gets me somewhere. That's all I want. But so, Charles from Dallas, I think it is very important. And if you're just dating somebody, and some of those, there's red flags for a reason.
Yeah.
And if there are things like that that you just cannot overcome, like how to raise a child, if you're going to do that.
Or if they lie a lot.
Yeah, if they lie, it'll get better when we get married.
No, he's just
being this. Or once we have a kid, he won't beat me anymore. whatever it is.
So, lying, if one of you lies and the other one doesn't at all.
It's not good.
It'll never work.
No, it'll never work. Luckily, we both lie.
We both lie through our teeth.
We're lying. Yeah, right.
Oh, God,
Jesus,
it's sick.
Christ. Trish from Springfield. My husband and I never agree on our vacation plans.
Oh.
Have you ever had the same problem? Any advice?
We never agree. Would you agree with that?
I will agree with we never agree. We got to a point where, and we tried this for a while, where 1 year you get to decide right. where we go the next year. And then that stopped working in my favor for some reason.
Well, I mean, our budget got a lot smaller.
That was your excuse.
No, what? You don't even know how much money we have.
I don't want to know.
So it's all on my shoulders, my
I
point.
Know, but I noticed that when there's something that you want to do, we have money for it. When there's something that I want to do, oh, I don't know. We're going to have to wait.
Well, usually what you pick is like really, let's fly first class to Australia.
Yes, I'm not flying coach.
Okay, we'll go there. We'll have money for one way, and then we'll be stuck there.
Perfect.
We can't get home.
I like it. I need a reason. No, I, you know, what was the question? I forget. I don't have vacation plans. Do we ever agree? We agree on vacation plans. Sometimes you'll decide that we should do something, and I'll just kind of go, okay. And then I'll find a reason to get excited about it. So I could pump myself up.
Yeah.
Like this Christmas, I'm not excited to go to California.
Neither am I.
I'm not. And I still don't know why we're going.
I'm not sure either.
I still don't know why you feel obligated that we have to go. It's a discussion that I think you and I are going to have to calmly have at some point.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm going.
You know, my mom got breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 81.
We went there we went there last Christmas and
right,
went
we did.
Her when she was
and we got through you know, her through got her through her mastectomy.
It wasn't just we did, but everybody in the family
well,
we were there.
Not all my brothers were there.
I were there.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not quit keeping school.
No, my point is now I feel like I don't know, you know, well, everyone's days are numbered, but you know, she's 81 and
yeah, but I have family members that are
right.
aging as well, and
I know.
So am I.
I know. And here's the thing. Anytime I tell her we've gone somewhere, I get this attitude like, oh, you didn't come here? Like, how dare you spend your money and time to go anywhere else but to come see me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's tough because I want to spend time with my family. I love my family.
Yeah.
I feel closer to them now than I ever have for some reason.
Oh, nice.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
But I also want to experience life, and
right.
I want to go to Australia with
right.
you or wherever.
We like to travel.
Yeah,
and going to this, you know, going to see family.
It's not fun to me. I mean,
my
that,
family,
your family,
your family.
My family's pretty fun.
Your family's pretty fun.
Yeah,
mine. Some of them are.
Yours always has something weird happen.
Yeah,
you know, somebody gets drunk and acts stupid.
God, yeah.
Somebody gets thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Falls off their motorcycle and hits their eye.
So that there's, you know, there's
gets a black eye from
yeah.
falling off their bicycle.
But I love your family, and I do. But I just also love my age. I love the fact that I am able to walk and
yeah.
go experience some
right.
things, and I don't want it to get too late.
Right.
And that's the vacation problems I'm having with you right now.
Yeah.
And I want to do some stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
I want to do some things, just for the record, now we have it on.
Yeah, right.
Trish from Springfield. Oh, that's the same one. Okay, here we go. Randy from Tampa says, what's the best gift your partner could give you?
You got to go first.
Oh, thanks. The best gift my partner, you know, it's really strange because I really, and you know, every once in a while there's something that I would really like to get that is expensive.
Yeah.
That, because I never ask for gifts. I don't like getting gifts.
I know.
If there's something, I usually try to get it myself or save for it, get
yeah.
it myself. But there's a couple things I think I would like, but I don't know, like that. The thing for the podcast that would be awesome. It's not just
yeah.
a work thing. It would be so fun to be able to play around with that and to see what type of how much better the show gets and how
yeah.
much easier it gets
yeah.
to produce and all that. But I don't know, maybe like a right now I've kind of got my eye on I just spent a lot of money on this computer.
Yeah, you did.
But I got my eye on a PS4, Sony
oh.
PlayStation 4.
Well, I would like to receive. If we're just talking about,
just,
it could be anything.
Yeah.
Financial independence. If you want to give me that as a gift, I would be forever happy.
I'm sorry, Randy. This is what I have to deal with. Eric from Dallas, Fort Worth. My girlfriend is amazing. We've been serious for about 6 months now. However, she has a lot more male friends that she likes to hang out with. It bothers me a little bit, but I haven't been able to tell her. I don't want to look like an idiot. Any tips?
I'm wondering if these male friends are straight or gay, because that's a huge
difference. I know some girls who tell their husband that their friend who's a male is a gay guy.
And he's not.
And he's not.
Well,
I've
that's
heard
weird.
It many times.
Why would you?
So just for that reason.
Yeah.
So the guy doesn't give a crap. If you had male friends, would you do? You have.
They're gay,
some?
Though.
Yeah, but I'm just, it wouldn't bother me. It really wouldn't bother me. I of course I'd like to be spending time with you, but it depends on how weird it was. If you were choosing to go hang out with Matt, you know.
Matt? My brother?
I just threw a name out of there. Bad. Okay.
Ernie.
If you're gonna go hang out
from
with
the Muppets?
Yeah. Oh Jesus.
Okay.
Anyway,
No,
here's the problem I have, and I'm going to go ahead and dump this. Eric, I hope you're listening. I hope your girlfriend's listening too. You should make her listen to this. Here's my opinion, and Sherry, you could throw yours in
yes.
there. I want to know if you agree with this
yeah.
or not. But here's the way I would do it. I would say, listen, I just want to say it that I'm for whatever reason I'm uncomfortable with you hanging out with these guys.
Yeah,
but you can't say, and I know what guys will say. It's not you don't trust you. I don't trust the guys.
Yeah, that don't say that. So that's
a lame
stupid.
Lie.
Yeah,
yeah. But I would say, you know, if that's the way it is, that's fine. I would let it be known one time that it bothers me a little bit, and if you didn't think that it was our relationship was enough. To where you curb a lot
yeah.
of that stuff,
yeah.
where because when you get into a relationship, you've made a decision to get into a relationship.
You're committing to someone.
Things change. It could
right.
be. It doesn't matter if it's you're hanging out with girlfriends or your guy friend.
Yeah,
it's just any friends at all. You know, if you're going out three nights a week to you know to happy hour, and you've got your spouse at home waiting for you to get home, you have to stop doing things.
I wonder why they can't all hang out together.
They, yeah, that's true. But
you know, I mean, it's different, and gender does play a role. I mean, like this coming weekend, I'm hanging out with Amanda and two other women. So it's especially, I understand you wouldn't want to hang out with, not that you're
God,
invited,
no.
but
I don't,
you know, but it would have been different if she's hanging out with a couple of guys. Why can't he go along too? Like, something's not computing here.
That's true. There's a little something there. I would look into it, but I also would say, you know, I would acknowledge to her, you've put me in a real bad spot.
Yeah.
Because right now, because you're choosing not to change your life.
Yeah.
And you're choosing to be in a relationship and not act like you're in one.
Yeah.
But there's also if you're choosing this, then I have my answer.
Yeah.
I have my answer. This is what it is.
Yeah.
I just think that you put me in a tough position. Now I have to look like there's only one way to handle it. Keep my mouth shut and let it bother me forever. Or two, look like a jealous son of a bitch
right.
when it's really you that put me in the position to look like one.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's not good.
Okay. Anyway, Monica in Oklahoma City, when you disagree on something, what do you say to resolve it?
F you.
I'll tell you what it is. Here's what ends it all the time. Me saying,
no,
I'm sorry.
That is so, you think
how did,
that.
How did you feel that coming? Did you feel that coming?
Oh, yeah, because you say this every time.
Why do I say it every time? Do
you,
I have an inch?
I don't know. What about that? What about now? It's not true. It's not. It's just patently not true.
Being able to say you're sorry, though, is a good thing.
It
Even
is.
Even though when you, and I have to, this is going to sound bad.
Oh, boy.
I'm not towards
okay.
you,
okay.
but I am in this relationship. And this is my experience. And I know you've done it too. Sometimes you say you're sorry just to shut the whole conversation
sure.
up. Just to stop it.
Yeah.
My ego is not big enough in our relationship where I have to be right all the time. I know I joke around on the show here about it, but you know, I do not have an ego when it comes to being wrong about anything. Even with my job, my coworkers, everybody screws up.
Yeah.
So
totally.
So I don't have to be right in our relationship.
Yeah.
I don't. Even
yeah.
if I know that I'm right, or maybe there's a gray area that I, you know, that it's just something I think it is, I'll just back down because
yeah.
I just don't want to go on anymore. My choice in being happy with you, and I weigh the options, is this a real thing that I really need to fight? Or choose your battles, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe choose your battles.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. What was the question?
when you disagree, is there something you say to resolve it?
Oh.
We usually tell each other right away if we have a problem that we love each other.
Yeah, we do.
We do that, and it's amazing how much better it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that was just a moment in time of our relationship. The real thing is we love each other.
Right.
So that works. Two more. Becky in Phoenix. My husband gets sad a lot. However, we have a pretty good life. There's not a lot to be sad about. What can I do when he feels sad? That's a sad question.
That is sad. I'm sad now. Can you say something to cheer me up?
I love you.
Oh.
How does that work?
That's great.
Okay, good. Anyway.
It's hard because I see you get, you know, well, hey, we all get in moods, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that you have days when you have down days, and I do the same thing. I get the same question. I'm like, I must have some way to make him, you know, cheer him up. But, you know, it's depression, and I don't, you know, depression, and I'm not talking about clinical depression, but just depression in general. Everybody gets
it. Yes. It's weird because I think my sad moments are probably a little heavier or more than yours. And you handle it much better than I do, because when you're feeling down, I have to know right away. What happened? What can I do?
What I do? Is it me? You think that you
did something. It's me, or there's something I could do.
Yeah.
Can I say something? Yeah. Can I get you something?
And
I'm very attentive when I know that you're not feeling well mentally or physically.
And I really don't want to discount it when you're down, because the last thing you want to tell somebody is, well, you shouldn't feel that way. Because then you're discounting them.
And, yeah, you know, sometimes you
sometimes
have to,
there
though.
Is no reason to feel down.
Sometimes people act really irrational, and common sense gets thrown out the window. And the bigger picture is ignored.
Yeah,
and that's when I feel that I wish that I wouldn't say things sometimes where I have such a strong opinion about what you should do is this, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're upset, you're in the thick of things, you can't think right.
Well, and, you know, we all like to think that we have control over it. I mean, it sounds, I don't know how often gets
I have done,
sad.
I've done a lot about, you know, I notice when I'm about to get sad. I've even told you, I've even said, I'm feeling a little weird. I feel a little down. So, mm-hmm. you know, and
a little funky. You got the funk.
Yeah. And I will take a little, survey about in my life about what I can and can't control.
Yeah.
It's called mindfulness. I'm learning a lot more about mindfulness
over
the years. Yeah,
I've noticed you've gotten...
I get a lot better at it, but it's still... It doesn't spiral out of control like it used to.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, God, then this is going to happen, and
right.
then that's going to happen,
right.
and this, and we're going to be homeless, and I'm going to...
Yeah.
There's nothing that says that, but my mind will go there. Not as much anymore, though. But it still does. I have the capability, though.
But I, you know, what was her name?
Her name is Becky in Phoenix.
So, Becky, I would say that, you know, a little bit of sadness is fine from time to time. But if he's sad a lot, he might need some, you know, help outside that you can't give him.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. All right, the last one before we get out of here. Joseph in Miami. God, I love Miami.
Yeah.
We need to go to Miami again.
Yeah, we should before it's all flooded.
I really... See, there you go. It's Mrs. Happiness. Joseph in Miami. My wife and I love the show. Thanks so much. We listen to it every Monday night.
Oh, nice.
So if it's Monday night and you're listening, hello, Joseph and his wife.
Hello.
Do you guys have any topics you find tough to share or hard to talk about with one another? Any topics?
Well, probably. Well, you said it earlier with me, spiritual. You don't like you.
I guess maybe there's that, but it's not that it's tough. It's, you know, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
There's let me just put it this way. I'll say very few.
Very few
topics that I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain things that I don't want to know about, and I don't feel that I have to know every detail about your past.
Like I thought you were going to say our bank account.
No. About your past. I don't need to know how many guys you've been with.
Yeah.
I don't need to know any of that.
It doesn't really have anything to do with.
So that's nothing that I, you know, I would actually almost backwards answer your question by saying what you should talk about.
Yeah.
And that's it. But yeah, there's...
Reverse engineer the question? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to do. I did a 180.
A 180.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, I, yeah, I don't feel that I feel that we could talk to each other about certain things. But yeah, there's certain things that I know that you'll be maybe car stuff or something that you're really into. For those of you brand new to the show, Sherry loves cars. She rebuilt a car to pay
for her
wedding.
I like vintage cars.
She loves
in
vintage
particular,
muscle cars.
60s American muscle cars,
and,
yes.
And it's not that you just like them and look at them and go, ooh. I mean, you watch videos on how to refurbish
them
and everything.
Well, I've had very, very many.
And I feel bad that I can't really contribute there. I mean, I know cars. I mean, you know, it's funny that we'll be driving. I'll go, oh, that's a 67 Nova or something, you know. But
I
know cars.
You do.
I just don't have the passion that you have for them. Because I told myself when I had a shitty old car that I was going to make money one day and have a brand new car. That every time I get in it, it starts up. My priorities for cars now are different. Sure, I wouldn't mind it being a Porsche.
Yeah.
But, you know, my priorities for
and
that.
Then, and a vintage car, for me, it's not a daily driver. It's just, it is a total pleasure mobile.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's bottom line to answer your question. I don't think any subject is off base.
Yeah.
By any means.
Yeah.
So nothing's real. Some things are tougher to talk about because I just don't have the interest.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have to have all the same interest. To go back to one of the questions that we
I think
had
that
previously,
that would be kind of boring.
It would be horrible to have the values. Yes.
Yes.
Interests. No.
Right.
You know, if you you like going to wherever and doing stuff, do it.
I like to hike. You don't?
No, I'm not a
I don't hike a lot, but
yeah, you're not a big giant hiker. But, you know.
Yeah.
But you like it a lot more than me.
Yes.
I bitch about it as soon as we get out of the car.
You do.
Yeah. So, all
still
right.
Still going to make you do it.
You make me do a lot of things I don't want to do. And that's what we've learned.
And you don't make me do anything. You'd make me do a lot of things I don't want to do.
Like this podcast.
Yes.
So let's end this right now. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll have more information on this Patreon thing. We've, like I said, just to recap, we feel pretty guilty that somebody would be spending their hard-earned money to help us pay for this show. That's the way things are working now, and we do need the help. However, I just feel it's just not us.
Yeah.
It's not us.
We're not very good.
If we just keep it to the $5 level, and then we have that other level for...
sex.
No, for what's... Oh. No, Jesus. For what's his name? If you go on the Patreon thing. I haven't even posted the Patreon thing.
Oh, Richard Branson.
Richard Branson is a joke.
It's
not
joke.
Really a joke.
It's right.
What if Richard Branson came to us right now and said, hey, I love this attitude. I love the fact that you guys are up on food.
Yeah.
You guys love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You're at an age where people, this is when people start to save the money to travel. So
we're right
in that demo.
That is true.
We're not in that, you know, 25-year-old where you're still trying to get two nickels to rub together.
Right.
We're in an age where people have some
disposable income.
Yeah, to do that. So we're right in the perfect thing. So if he came to you and said, listen, I want to build you a studio on the new Virgin Cruise Lines, which you and I hate cruising.
Right.
But the new Virgin Cruise Lines, and you go from city to city, you experience things. We put it on our web page and we do all that stuff. Mm-hmm, the show's, you know, that people watch the show when we record it live there, you know, as part of the experience. What would you say?
What are the hours?
We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Please spread the show around. Bye-bye.